Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 2, 2025. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Swiss/French writer, Alain Bonnet, aka Alain Sorrel, at Official Sorrel. He's best known for his rabid anti-Semitism and for his pathetic support for all the worst authoritarian regimes from Russia to North Korea. Alain's childhood was problematic, as his father has been characterized as a narcissistic pervert who beat his children and did jail time for fraud. Alain himself has said he was programmed to be a monster. Born Alain Bonnet, he took the stage name of his sister. Actress Agnès Sorel. She wasn't too happy about this, commenting, "How would you like to be called Agnès Hitler?" Like many grifters, he became a pickup/seduction artist writer, a la late Gonzalo Lira, writing books and even making a B-movie, Confessions Don Draeger. Sorel is the embodiment of the horseshoe theory. During the 1990s, he was a far-left Marxist, but he eventually drifted towards the far right, joining Le Pen's National Front and becoming one of France's worst anti-Semites, but without ever renouncing his dear Uncle Joe. Yes, that's Stalin, the genocidal dictator who did the Holodomor. In 2007, Sorel founded his own organization, Egalite and Reconciliation, E&R. With over 3 million visits per month, it's the biggest French source of anti-Semitic, pro-Kremlin, conspiracy theory bullshit. Alain also has his own publishing company, Contre-Culture. The highbrow literature you can buy there is exactly what you'd expect from a far-right provocateur, such as Hitler's Mein Kampf or The Protocols, a Russian fake imagining a Jewish plot for world domination. In 2009, Sorel's E&R teamed up with the Russian embassy in Paris to organize a welcoming committee for Putin. They claimed to counter Atlanticist propaganda, while also hoping to gain visibility for Sorel in Russia and who knows, maybe even get a few rubles out of it. Yes, their first independent action was submitting to Russia. Sorel is closely tied to the transnational network of Vatniks, from Dugin in Moscow to Holocaust deniers in France, a Russosphere of red fascist agitators who infiltrate Kremlin imperialist narratives into European nationalism. Alain is a friend of Alexander Dugin, Putin's favorite Eurasianist ideologue. He even wrote a foreword for his book in French, but of course, there is no room for a sovereign France in Dugin's Vladivostok to Lisbon vision. As a useful idiot, however, Sorel is regularly invited to Russia. He was an observer during the 2012 Russian election, gave interviews to RT, and appeared on Russian TV spreading conspiracy theories. In 2016, Sorel was again in Moscow, calling for a counter-empire to challenge the West, echoing Kremlin imperialism. And again this year to discuss sovereignty. Speaking of which, Sorel has violated Ukrainian law by illegally entering the country from Russia. He also works closely with Xavier Moreau, a French Vatnik based in Moscow. Moreau channels Russian disinformation into France while Sorel amplifies it through his YouTube rants and E&R website. When it comes to pro-Kremlin narratives, expect the usual troll farm material. Like all Vatniks, Alain has a hard time coming up with anything original. Sorel has been sentenced 24 times in France and Switzerland, mostly for anti-Semitic hate speech, but of course, this hasn't stopped Russia the denazifier from welcoming Sorel with open arms. As we know, Russia loves Nazis as long as they support Putin. And of course the Stalin fanboy loves Putin, who's done more than anyone to rehabilitate the dictator who starved Ukrainians. But Horseshoe Sorel also admires Putin as a great symbol of Aryan virility. After all, it's all about worshipping dictators, not their policies. And to make sense of the absurd denazifying of Ukraine by Wagner and Ruzich Nazis, while a self-described national socialist himself, Sorel blabbers about Jewish Nazis. Sorel has been sentenced for violent speech such as "Hitler should have finished the job" and "between Jews and the rest of mankind, the fight can only be total and genocidal." Some of those comments were on Russian social network VK. Of course he claims he is being silenced by the system and uses this to bolster his image as a martyr of free speech, a tactic heavily used by Vatniks and MAGA Republicans. Even Elon, the patron saint of free speech, has defended Sorel's hateful rants. But neither of them are true free speech advocates. Musk censors Twitter in Turkey and other countries, whereas Sorel assaulted a D_Conversano on live TV over his speech. And despite his 20-plus sentences in two countries, Alain hasn't spent a day in jail. Meanwhile, under the regimes he promotes, real journalists get murdered on Putin's birthday, imprisoned for years in harsh conditions, or tortured to death. As a big fan of totalitarian states and dictators, Alain's praise is not limited to Putin, Assad, of course, but also North Korea, calling Kim's regime a total success of socialism and even national socialism. Yeah, only the worst tankies like Galloway venture that far. In 2009, Sorrell organized an anti-Zionist, anti-NATO voting list with Dieudonné, also sentenced for anti-Semitism, for which he admitted receiving funding from Iran. He even hosted their ambassador, portraying the Russian ally as a misunderstood victim of Western propaganda. And as is tradition, the promotion of traditional values is just a facade for vatniks like Alain. For example, he's defended the pedophile Gabriel Matzneff, who's abused 8-year-old boys. He has also, according to his own words, tried gay sex and enjoyed zoophilia. To conclude, Alain Sorrell is yet another vatnik mess of hypocrisy and contradictions, whose sole consistency lies in serving authoritarian regimes. The French version of this soup will be published soon. Make sure to follow at vatniksoup_father. The second edition of Vatnik Soup, The Ultimate Guide to Russian Disinformation, is officially out. You can order your copy here.